at 6:06. It is clear, 67 degrees in Tulsa, 95 for a high today with rain on the way. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. Union Public Schools and the Community Action Project officials break ground on a new addition to the Rosa Parks Early Childhood Education Center.
We have the potential of almost doubling the size of the program when all 8 classrooms are full. We don't know that that will happen immediately, but that is giving us an opportunity to grow.
Dr. Kathy Burden is the union superintendent. She says the students who enter the wider union system from this center are consistently the best prepared in their classes. They come from low-income families in the district. Your trash and recycling pickup will be delayed next week because of a holiday, so put your carts out one day later than usual.
There will be no garbage or recycling collections in Tulsa on Labor Day. It means all pickups will shift forward one day. Monday customers move to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday, Wednesday to Thursday, Thursday to Friday, and Friday to Saturday. Normal collection resumes on Monday, September 10th. Also, don't plan on riding the bus on Labor Day Monday. Tulsa Transit will not operate on a holiday. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A Tulsa jury will begin deliberating the case of Robert Yerton later today. He is the former Tulsa school administrator on trial for molesting boys. The Republican National Convention enters its home stretch at Tampa. Tulsa Convention Delegate Trent Shores says it was thrilling being on the convention floor for the roll call vote.
There is, as with all conventions, electricity in the air. Everybody, of course, in the primary season had their own candidate. It's a lot of fun to see everyone unite now around one candidate.
Our convention coverage from NPR will continue tonight at 7 here on KWGS. It will be up to the district attorney if charges will be filed in the Creek County wildfire. The Creek County Sheriff's Office and the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs have sent reports to the district attorney for his review. Almost 400 homes were destroyed by that fire earlier this month. The Tulsa Red Cross sends 2 teams to the Gulf of Mexico area and to the state of Florida to help with disaster relief because of Hurricane Isaac. Donita Quisnell with the Tulsa chapter says they're ready even if more help is needed.
It really will depend on how severe the impact of this storm is, how widespread, how many people end up being directly impacted by it. But it wouldn't surprise us if we had additional requests for volunteers come through Tulsa.
The teams from Tulsa are stationed in Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi. The remnants of what is now Tropical Storm Isaac can be felt in the Tulsa area later today and tomorrow with the potential for some heavy rain. The McClellan Kerr Navigational Channel is being shut down at the Choteau Lock and Dam. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Ross Adkins says crews will be busy fixing a squeaky gate.
Well, what we've done is we've dewatered the lock, which basically means we've closed off both ends and pumped all the water out so that we could get to one of the gates on the lock.
He says it'll take about 2 weeks to make the repairs. It should not impact commerce on the waterway. Our weather forecast, clouds will be on the increase from the south today. It'll be hot and sticky, a high of 95. Now tonight, heavy rain will be possible. There's a 60% chance, a low of 72. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of heavy rain and a high of 82. Then on Saturday, skies will clear, a high of 92. Sunday, sunshine at 96. And for Labor Day Monday, hot with a high of 99. National Weather Service radar right now is all clear. Now, at 6:10, it is fair and 67. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.